Chapter 1 The Diary, Part 1 It was the morning after my encounter with the man who claimed to be my future self, and I hadn't slept a wink. My mind wasn't working too well at this point, of course, but I needed to decide what to do. My future self had given me a few pieces of advice. Consult Nanahoshi, write Eris a letter, and doubt the man-god without opposing him. I'd written the letter to Eris last night, but I wasn't going to send it until I'd talked things over with Sylphie and Roxy. Depending on how that conversation went, I might need to revise it significantly. The thing about the man-god sounded fine to me. The next time he popped into my dreams, I'd let him know exactly where things stood between us. As for talking to Nanahoshi, I was tempted to go see her right away. But how was I supposed to explain the situation? The whole thing was insane. Then again, Nanahoshi had been summoned here from a parallel world. My story might sound nuts, but she probably wouldn't just laugh it off. First things first, though. I needed to review the diary, the one my future self had brought back with him. I had no idea what that book contained, and honestly, I was scared to find out. But I couldn't just shove it in a drawer and forget about it. It was the only record of what that desperate old man had seen and done. The diary was weathered and worn. Its cover was scarred, and the first pages were yellowed with age. Still, the words were at least comprehensible. Bracing myself, I began to read. Diary, Rudeus Greyrat. I've decided to start keeping a diary. It's been an eventful couple of weeks, you know. I met Perugius and got a few hints about Zenith's condition, and I'll be learning more about summoning magic and teleportation soon. There's a lot I need to deal with, so I figure I'll try writing stuff down to help keep track of it all. Aisha was pretty down this morning. She found some weird mouse dead, I guess. Maybe she's not a fan of rodents. Apparently someone found a cat with petrification syndrome in the neighborhood. Scary stuff. I'll have to remind my family to wash their hands and rinse their mouths carefully. We just found out Alina Lise is pregnant. Cliff looked incredibly nervous, but Alina Lise had a big smile on her face. We threw them a celebration, of course. You've got to appreciate the good times while they're here. In the beginning, at least, it read like a relatively mundane journal. One entry described studying summoning magic with Perugius. Another mentioned wandering around the floating fortress with Zenoba, looking at all the works of art. There were also plenty of side notes, like, I found a new way to make Roxy squeal last night, or, Lucy looks like an angel when she's asleep. I bet she'll be a beauty when she grows up. It was the diary of someone who was clearly enjoying his life. The first few entries were dated, but he'd quickly stopped bothering. That made it impossible to tell exactly how much time had passed. Judging from the old man's story, though, I was probably about 2 weeks into the future at this point. And that was where things took a sharp turn for the worse. Roxy collapsed today. She hadn't been feeling well for a while, but now she's developed a fever. I'll have to tell the university she won't be coming into work for a while. I've tried everything, up to and including advanced detoxification magic, but it had no effect whatsoever. I'm worried it might be something serious. I'll ask Cliff to take a look at her as soon as possible. The tips of Roxy's toes are turning into some kind of purple crystal. I called Cliff over right away to take a look with his eye of identification. Apparently she's got something called petrification syndrome. It's a horrible disease that can only be cured with a god-tier detoxification spell. We're going to use the teleportation circles to visit Milas and get the incantation for the spell we need. Cliff and Zenoba are coming along with me. Sylphie wanted to go as well, but I asked her to hold down the fort here. Well, we've made it to Milesian. Apparently the church keeps the god-tier incantation stored deep inside the cathedral here. Cliff knows where they are, but the place is off-limits to everyone under the rank of archbishop. We're planning to break in during the night. Once we get the incantation copied down, We can just sneak back.